This is the Community Forum on AM 1440. It's time for the Holly Hill Health Hour with Jim Wilk. Talk live on WNPV by calling 215-855-8211, 215-723-2116, or toll free at 1-800-355-WNPV.
And a very good morning to everybody out there. Thanks for joining us today on the Holly Hill Health Hour. I'm your host, Jim Wilk. And beautiful day out, beautiful weekend. Things are percolating at the store. We got some great stuff in there. We got Sample Saturday tomorrow, first of all. We got to celebrate that once a month. And so come in and try some samples. We got a lot of good samples came in recently. So if you want to try a few different things before you buy, kind of buy, try before you buy kind of attitude, then stop by. Also, we're really gearing up for the health fair. This is going to be November 7th and November 8th, 11 to 4. So it's a Friday and Saturday from 11 to 4. And we do this every year for the last few years. And we have a great time. We actually do the radio show live from the store. So that's pretty cool, too. So if you want to come by, we're going to interview most of the vendors. We have all the major companies coming Friday and Saturday, too. So we, you know, all the big companies like Country Life and Solgar and the Natron and all these big companies, and just a good time there. A lot of good samples. We have fantastic door prizes. We even have some great giveaways. Even we're doing even water filters. So, you know, the New Wave water filter, which is one of the best out there, 10 stages. I think they sell in the stores for $125. So that's a great value. And also the shower filter, too. So, you know, we'll take your number. We'll pick them at the end of the day. We got a bunch of good little gift baskets, too, and plenty of samples that day. So, you know, mark your calendars for November 7th and 8th, 11 to 4, Friday and Saturday. The show is only going to be on Friday when we do the radio show, though. So if you want to see how that's done, you know, stop by. It'll be a nice day. In a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Natasha Trevneff and from Natron, the people who make the Healthy Trinity, which if anybody's been listening to the station for any length of time, know it's such a important subject, probiotics. And I was reading, and when Natasha comes on, I was just reading recently how it's taken over some. They did a survey of dietitians and nutritionists, and they found that, you know, the multivitamin used to be the go-to thing, and now they're saying that you know, it's the first thing, and now they're saying, well, maybe it should be a probiotic as your first thing you put in your system, more important than anything else out there. So we'll discuss that. It all has to do with gut health, and you know, that's your second brain, they call it. Your immune system is in your gut, 80% of it. So we try to do some shows on probiotics because we feel it's really important at the store, that we really feel it's something that everybody should be taking, even as down to infancy. And we just don't get enough of that good bacteria in our diets anymore. So it's super, super important. If you're not eating, you know, the raw kimchi and the sauerkraut and the good homemade yogurts, you know, every day, taking a probiotic supplement is a very beneficial way of making sure that you got the good little bugs inside of you doing the good jobs out there. So it should be a good show. And Natasha is the pioneer in the field. She's the one that set the standards, actually, for the government and everything. So she's the queen. So we're going to be talking to her at about, you know, 5 or 10 minutes or so. So hang in there for that. Phone numbers here, if people want to call in, have any probiotic questions, it's 215-855-8211. And you can always dial 800-355-WNPV. I'd like to remind people that we also, at the store, we make copies of the show, and if people miss it, they can come in. We'll give them a CD. We'll make a few there, and if you want to pass this on, you can always go to our website, hollyhillhealth.com, for more information on things. I think you can link it right to the radio station here, too, and you can listen to it that way also. It's all archived. We also take a lot of orders online, too, at hollyhillhealth.com. It's we're known as a best prices around for a store, and sometimes we match or beat the stuff that's on the Internet. So it's a good place to go and see our you know, what we have in the store, and check out our prices and things. You'll be happily surprised. So A couple of things I want to talk about today is one I thought was pretty interesting, and it was an article that I got in Men's Journal, which I subscribe to. And it's in the health and fitness section. Every month they have a little section there. And they talk about less carbs, more fat. A landmark new study suggests the old rules about diets are wrong. Interesting, right? According to a new study from the National Institutes of Health, that's pretty cool, the NIH, a diet that reduces carbohydrates in favor of fat, that's including saturated fat like it's in meat and butter, improves nearly every health measurement, from reducing our waistlines to keeping our arteries clear, more than the low-fat diets that have been recommended for generations. The medical establishment got it wrong, says cardiologist Dennis Goodmeese, director of integrative medicine at New York Medical Associates. They did this whole, I'm not going to go through the whole article, but they did this whole study there, and after a year, they found that people on the high-fat, low-carb group had lost three times as much weight, 12 pounds compared with four, and the weight loss came from body fat while the low-fat group lost muscle. So there you go. So sometimes people on a low-fat can lose weight, but are they losing it from their body fat or from their muscle? Even more persuasive were the results of blood tests meant to measure the risk of heart disease and diabetes. The high-fat group, despite eating nearly twice as much saturated fat, still saw greater improvements in LDL cholesterol, HDL cholesterol, and triglycerides. This was enough to improve their scores on the Framingham Risk Calculator, a tool for predicting 10-year risk for heart attacks. So pretty cool. You know, a lot of people have listened to the show over the years, you know, how we explain how carbohydrates really turn into sugar. They break down into sugar in the blood, and that even the whole grains too, maybe to a little lesser amount, but even the whole grains can do that. And it responds, your body responds with insulin. Right, it converts the extra sugar into fatty acids that's stored in the body fat around our middles. So, you know, when our blood sugar falls, then the body fat releases the fatty acids to burn as fuel. So, you know, Atkins always talked about this too. You know, Atkins said he looked in the journals in the 1800s. He couldn't find anybody dying of heart disease. The term came in the 1920s when the trans fats and all the fake foods started coming out. That's when people started having what they call heart disease these days. So very interesting, very good article, and so you might want to take a second look at that, you know. But it's got to be good quality, folks. You know, you want to get the good quality meat, you want to get the raw milk and the full fat and those types of things, the grass-fed beef. I think that's super important also. So that's a cool little study here. And a little bit in relation to that. Longevity secrets. People probably have heard about the Okinawans in Japan. They live to be older than 100, more so than probably any other place on Earth there. They're one of the top three or four, let's put it that way. And I was reading this article. I read it before, but there was like an update on it. And they say that only 20 to 30% of our life expectancy can be determined through our genes. So they're saying that the most important factor in determining not how long you live, but the quality of your life, too. It turns out the people on this island in Japan really do a good job at that. And they've been following them since 1976. This is the U.S. National Institutes of Health and Japan's Ministry of Health. And just a couple of things that I thought were pretty cool. Their diets are low in salt, high in fruits and vegetables, and contain plenty of fiber and antioxidants. That's one thing. They do eat a lot of soy, but remember, the soy that they do is non-GMO, and it's also generally fermented. So things like miso and tempeh and soy sauce and things like that is, pretty. You know, when soy is fermented, it becomes a pretty healthy product. Number four, they don't overeat. They practice something called 8 parts out of 10. So they never eat, so they're fully stuffed, but mostly just satisfied. So obviously their caloric intake is lower than ours. I think they get around 1,800 calories a day. They don't suffer from dementia or senility as often. Some scientists think it's the high amounts of vitamin E, which keeps their brains healthy in their diet. Elderly Okinawans are respected and kept as an integral aspect of their overall community. So they feel valued, and that's very important too. Thanks. And they say it's, you know, it's not just something in the water and stuff that they eat there. You know, people say, well, maybe it's something, you know, some magic elixir that they have. Because they note in here when they, Okinawans, they move away from their island and they take up a Western type of diet and lifestyle, they really no longer enjoy their longer lives. They say within one generation of taking on our habits, their lifespan shortened considerably. Cancer and heart attack rates practically double. So again, pretty cool, huh? That they come here and all of a sudden they're not living as long. So yeah, there's something to think about. You know, just don't eat too much. Eat some plenty of fruits and vegetables. Respect people, things like that. You know, that's super important there. I guess one last thing before we get to our break here and get Natasha on. Last week I talked about hibiscus, how good it is for blood pressure, and blood pressure is such a tough issue. That's why I like talking about it, because I even, you know, have to watch it. Sometimes my things go up and I have to keep it under control. And we talked about hibiscus tea and things like that, using that last week. There also, this is in our magazine we have at the store, actually, out of Better Nutrition, talks about beets. And in some studies, drinking about 2 cups of beet juice daily reduced blood pressure in healthy adults. And they mix the powder with juice or water. And, it's naturally sweet tasting, so it's pretty good. They said the nitrates that naturally occur in there boost the nitric oxide. You know, and then we talk about nitric oxide on the show. It opens up the blood vessels, helps lower blood pressure. Some things like pomegranate does that, and arginine things. So beets can do it. Beet juice can boost exercise performance, according to a recent research. In one study, drinking beet juice for 6 days enhanced overall physical performance and heart function during exercise. They found that they can exercise up to 16% longer by helping to reduce oxygen uptake, thereby making exercise less tiring. So that's cool. And one little thing they said, it may benefit erectile dysfunction, the good old ED. The boron, which is a really great mineral that's in beets, assists the production of human sex hormones. While nitrates boost blood flow throughout the body. I think that's what some of the drugs do out there. Beets were considered an aphrodisiac in ancient Rome. So that's, you know, instead of bringing flowers next time, bring a bunch of beets to your girl. That would be a better way to go. All right, we're going to take a quick break and come back with Natasha Trenev from Natrin and talk about probiotics.
Probiotics are the friendly, beneficial bacteria that normally reside in our GI tract. They help us digest our food, eliminate our waste, and protect us from dangerous germs. Natrin probiotic supplements recolonize the intestinal tract with clinically proven super strains of bacteria which may have been compromised by antibiotic regimens or medications. Natrin has been producing superior quality probiotic supplements in their own international GMP facility since 1982 and offers a 100% potency guarantee at time of consumption and through the printed expiration date. Natrin's Healthy Trinity delivers 30 billion super strain bacteria by utilizing a superior full culture processing technique and their unique oil matrix delivery system, which keeps normally competitive bacteria separated from each other. Natrin's superior quality probiotic supplements are available at Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. No tricks, only treats this October at Holly Hill Health Foods. Like savings of 40 to 50% off the entire line of Country Life products. Experience better hair, nails, and skin with Maxi Hair Plus, the number one formula of its type in the country. This month, Maxi Hair Plus is half price. 120 caps, only $14.49. Country Life Stress Shield formula is also specially priced. 40% off, $14.39 for a bottle of 60 veggie caps. Help your mental clarity with Prevagen, the brain cell protector. As seen on TV, Prevagen is clinically proven to improve short-term memory and learning ability. This month at Holly Hill, save 40% on Prevagen, 30 caps, only $35.95. Holly Hills Oktoberfest continues with discounts of 30 to 50% off. New Chapter, Probulin Probiotics, Nature's Way, Natural Factors, Emerald Labs, Solgar, and now vitamins, minerals, and herbs. Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. All discounts are off manufacturer suggested prices.
WNPV, AM 1440. Venture a highway.
Okay, we are back, and we on the phone, we have Natasha Trevnev from Natron. Welcome, Natasha.
Thank you, Jim. It's my pleasure to be on your show today.
Oh, thank you. It's always a pleasure to have you on. Let me just introduce you. Natasha is an educator, author in the field of probiotics. She is the co-founder and president of Natron Incorporated. She's also the author of Probiotics, Nature's Internal Healers, Probiotics, the Foundation of Your Health, and Probiotics, How to Live, how Live Yogurt and Other Friendly Bacteria Can Restore Health and Vitality. And she actually set the standards adopted by the National Nutritional Foods Association back in 1989 for probiotics. And she's the go-to person when you want to know anything about probiotics. So, one of your educators, Amy, was at our store a little while back, and it was got a great response from her. So we thank Amy for coming by and doing that. Natasha, I always like to, because you talked about it last time when you were on, I'd just like you to spend a few minutes how you got involved in this, because I always like that human interest type of story.
Yes, I didn't wake up one day and I said, oh, this is a good business plan for me to engage in. Excuse me. My family has been in the cultured dairy business for 750 years. My father is Macedonian, comes from that Balkan region where they make sheep's milk yogurt, and my grandfather was one of the largest exporters of sheep's milk yogurt and feta cheese before World War II. And then my father moved to Belgrade, Yugoslavia, and was so successful that he became the supplier to the royal court of Yugoslavia of our famous yogurts and liquid acidophilus, and people really swore by the products then, and visited my father's store every day. And because of political problems that my father experienced in Yugoslavia, he decided that he wanted to move to America. So we actually came across the Atlantic Ocean on a boat when I was a small child in 1955. And we lived in Milwaukee for a while, and then my father decided that California was the land of opportunity.
Yeah.
And with $100 in his pocket and my mom and me in tow, we moved to California, where we struggled for many years. And my father then started his business called Continental Culture Specialists in Glendale, California. And we actually pioneered the introduction of natural Bulgarian-style yogurt to the health food stores, and we were one of the first to introduce a liquid acidophilus that was endorsed by Adele Davis, Linda Clark, Gaylord Houser, and Gladys Lindbergh. So we have a history. You know, this is not an accident. Probiotics is a term that I actually brought to the health food industry, both in the States and in many countries around the world.
Ah.
And it is rocket science. It is a very complex microbiological process, and it can give us tremendous benefits, but the person engaged in making these products really has to know what they are doing, A, and they have to have a love and a passion for it. Otherwise, the products will not give results.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I when I went to your plant, when I visited there, I was just amazed how complicated an issue it is, and how everything has to be clean, and it was just a wonderful experience being there. Natasha, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay,
uh-huh.
I thought we lost you. You know, I wanted to ask you this. I just read this at a vitamin retailer that this month. It's a trade journal, folks, that we get at the store here. And it's from a Sharon Richter. She's a registered dietitian and nutrition ambassador. She said that, and I mentioned this earlier when you weren't on, Natasha, that the multivitamin used to be the go-to daily health supplement. So they did this survey among 235 registered dietitians and 122 certified nutritionists. And and according to her, this indication that probiotics has surpassed the perceived importance of the multivitamin by professional nutritionists speaks volumes to probiotics awareness trajectory. We are seeing potential correlations with chronic conditions and the overprocessing, overpasteurizing, and oversterilization of our foods. So have you seen that too? Like everybody used to say, you got to take a multivitamin. Now it's like you got to take a probiotic.
Well, listen, I've been saying this for almost four decades now, a good probiotic beneficial bacteria properly manufactured and delivered is the foundation of your health because, let's face it, there are now every university on the globe is studying the microbiota in your gut and finding out what I said more than 30 years ago, that every disease and every condition manifested in the body starts in that gut because of the composition of the bacteria that we find in our gut. Remember, we have 100 trillion microbes in our gut, which is 10 times more than the cells we have in our body. So we are literally 90% bacterial cells and only 10% human cells. Mm. So, it would behoove people to start learning what is the best addition to that microbiota, more so than they are interested in their iPhones, because trust me, learning about the right way to support and optimize that balance is probably the most important thing you can do for your health.
Yeah, definitely. And how about your views on the overuse of antibiotics? I mean, obviously the antibiotics are getting, they're not really doing the job they used to do. There's that overuse of them, so they're getting less effective. And plus, people don't realize that these antibiotics are also in our food that we eat every day. It's not just the pill the doctor gives you, right?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I've been speaking to this for, again, more than 30 years. Antibiotics are a wonderful thing when you need them, and that's when they should be used. Unfortunately, doctors didn't have many miracle pills to dispense to their patients. So anytime a patient came in with a flu or a headache or whatever, bingo, they gave them antibiotics. So it's the abuse of antibiotics that has now created a very unfavorable microbial situation in the world for us, because we have two very serious bacteria that are deadly to us, much more so scary than even Ebola, because they do kill many people every year. Mm. And that's Clostridium difficile, found in the colon, which causes blood and ulceration of the small and large intestine, and MRSA, which is methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, which is found in our skin and everywhere. And these two resistant microbes are now in the community. They can be picked up on a counter. They can be picked most likely in your gym. And people are not made aware of this, that for the last 30 years that I've been watching the CDC numbers on the food poisoning episodes in the United States, we're still hovering around 80 million. And people don't think about the fact that if you experience food poisoning and you get over it, that's great. But those bacteria that are still lingering in your gut and around your body can manifest in a bigger problem 5 or 10 years down the road. So I think it behooves all of us to really get some straight information about how we can protect ourselves and what we should do to improve that gut microbiota.
Well, you watch TV, Natasha, and you see these commercials now for, some of these yogurt brands, and they say they have strains of good bacteria in there, some acidophilus added. I mean, is that really that effective? I mean, is there just a little pinch of it in there?
Well, you know what? I like to call that functional foods. And functional foods means that that food has more, things for your absorption than just a regular food. However, my biggest problem with commercial yogurts is the number of carbohydrates and sugar that is loaded in there. Mm. You get more sugar than you do probiotic cells. And let me just explain to you that it's sort of like you're wasting your money and time, because that sugar and those carbohydrates found in that yogurt actually stimulate the growth of undesirable bacteria and yeast in your colon, and you're not getting enough of the beneficial bacteria to stop that. So if you want to eat yogurt, make your own yogurt at home and make sure it's plain, and then add your own, you know, honey or fruit to it. But please don't think that you're getting a healthy drink. I don't care who it is, if it's a probiotic drink or a probiotic yogurt that has any amount of carbohydrates, it really sort of knocks out the benefit from the product.
I've always heard that, Natasha, that if you buy a yogurt with some fruit in it and it's been sitting there, it kills anything that was beneficial in there, if it's because it's been sitting in that medium for such a long period of time.
Oh, yeah. Usually the shelf life, you know, goes exponentially down within the first week.
Mm.
And, you know, and that's why I think the informed consumer, listen, if they were buying iPhones and they were selling them a yogurt, they would never buy it.
Yeah, that's right. I just started making my own yogurt at home, so I can appreciate it now. I just started doing that for the first time, and I'm loving it.
You know, we have the biggest challenge to our what I call our national health crisis that
right.
I've seen since I've been in the health field for the last four decades. We have more obese children. We have more chronically ill adults and more people popping pharmaceutical pills than I have ever seen in my life. I don't know if that's your experience.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
You know, we really need to get back to the basics in the health food industry. You know, in the old days, when I used to sit down with Adele Davis and Gladys Lindbergh, what we used to talk about is that the importance of every person that walks into that health food store of doing something to change their gut microbiota and to change their diet.
Mm.
That was the number one thing we did before we sold them anything else.
Wow.
And then in that era, the things were not as dangerous in the environment as they are now. Things in the environment now are so far more dangerous. As I said, I just named two microbes that are pervasive everywhere. And with the discovery of the second brain, we're finding that, you know, the second brain or the 100 million neurons in our gut actually control what our top brain does and sends what they call crosstalk from the bacteria in the gut and those in interaction with those neurons up the vagus nerve to our first brain. And they have found that depression, anxiety, mood swings, even schizophrenia, anorexia nervosa, and even bulimia can be caused by an upset in that gut flora. So it's pretty serious business, and I think that we're a generation that takes what I call nanosecond blips out of information and tried not to really go in depth and learn about the importance of this gut microbiota and how is the best way to control it with a good probiotic system and the proper diet.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That there's information and there's knowledge, so there's a big difference there. Natron has something in their product called the Super Strain, and I think, can you explain a little bit what that is?
Yeah, well, you know, again, I've been in this field for 40 years, and I didn't, you know, just go to a contract manufacturer and say, hey, what you got that I can, you know, put in my product? I actually spend years investigating these strains, testing them, you know, genetically, testing them in laboratories, testing them clinically. And I find, what is a super strain? If you look in the Webster's dictionary, super means something of higher quality. So our strains, number one, are selected because they produce beneficial byproducts to help the host, which is you, the human being, and they perform their function at a higher level than other strains, to keep it simple. So that's how I select the strains. And these super strains are like thoroughbred horses. They require, you know, special environments, special delivery systems in order for them to survive. And by the way, even the lesser strains require much better handling than we see now in distribution, because the problem is nobody's really checking to see if what's listed on the label is actually in the product.
Mm.
So the fact here is that you have the highest quality super strain for the small intestine, for the large intestine, and for the transient flora. This is based on decades of research on my part and science. So this is scientifically selected. It's not a marketing position.
Right.
And I just want to remind everybody that 40% of your dry weight fecal matter is bacteria. So you want to make sure that you support that transient flora as well as the flora in your colon and the flora in your small intestine.
You know, I'm hearing so much that the number one reason people go to doctors is digestive issues. I mean, there's so much going on with their digestion, and people with intestinal issues, the Crohn's, the IBS, the diverticulitis. It's like I just, in my humble opinion, I think if people, especially from a young age, start off with a good bacteria and keep that good flora going, a lot of these problems that people go to doctors for can really be eliminated.
Well, yes, and I think your story especially is giving good advice to people, and that was the whole concept of the health food industry, that they would, you know, educate people about what the good products were and help them establish a health regimen that would keep them healthy. You know, it's more or less of the Chinese philosophy. They came to the health food stores for the stores to keep them healthy so that they wouldn't have to go to the doctor.
Yeah, right.
Now, and so I think we have a fiduciary obligation to help those people. You're absolutely right. If you look at the sale of what we call proton pump inhibitors, or, you know, your Prilosex, it's shooting through, you know, all numbers. I mean, the last number I looked at, it's about $8 billion sales a year. And, you know, when it's out, you know, this is what I call something for critical care. The makers of these products really never intended for this product to be used for more than a couple of weeks to handle a critical situation. Mm-hmm. And now we find people on this product for 2 to 5 to even 10 years. And they have no idea what havoc this poses to their system. Because, number one, they stop the production of acid, which is the first barrier of bacteria coming into your body through your food and air intake. Most people are ignorant. They think their food is sterile. Well, you intake a lot of bacteria, especially if you eat out a lot more bacteria than if you prepared stuff at home. And that bacteria, you know, that doesn't get neutralized by the acid in your stomach, so goes right into your small and large intestine and can cause a huge number of problems, starting with gas, which may be socially viewed as unpleasant, but it can cause a lot of more serious health problems down the line. Second of all, that antacid, doesn't protect your lungs. So they have published studies showing that people that engage in taking those antacids literally have problems with the lung infections, which is the last thing you would think that you would get from stopping acid production in your stomach. So you really have to and have a true probiotic system that helps with digestion in your stomach, that helps with absorption and further digestion in your small intestine, and then goes down to the large intestine to complete the digestive process and make sure that the waste is eliminated properly. Then you wouldn't have to be popping all these pills.
There you go. Natasha, we're going to take a quick break and come back. We'll talk about the difference between some of these multi-strain products you see out on the market there. Back with Natasha in just a minute. We're talking probiotics today.
Probiotics are the friendly, beneficial bacteria that normally reside in our GI tract. They help us digest our food, eliminate our waste, and protect us from dangerous germs. Natron probiotic supplements recolonize the intestinal tract with clinically proven super strains of bacteria which may have been compromised by antibiotic regimens or medications. Natron has been producing superior quality probiotic supplements in their own international GMP facility since 1982 and offers a 100% potency guarantee at time of consumption and through the printed expiration date. Natron's Healthy Trinity delivers 30 billion super strain bacteria by utilizing a superior full culture processing technique and their unique oil matrix delivery system, which keeps normally competitive bacteria separated from each other. Natron superior quality probiotic supplements are available at Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. No tricks, only treats this October at Holly Hill Health Foods. Like savings of 40 to 50% off the entire line of Country Life products. Experience better hair, nails, and skin with Maxi Hair Plus, the number one formula of its type in the country. This month, Maxi Hair Plus is half price. 120 caps, only $14.49. Country Life Stress Shield Formula is also specially priced. 40% off, $14.39 for a bottle of 60 veggie caps. Help your mental clarity with Prevagen, the brain cell protector. As seen on TV, Prevagen is clinically proven to improve short-term memory and learning ability. This month at Holly Hill, save 40% on Prevagen, 30 caps, only $35.95. Holly Hill's Oktoberfest continues with discounts of 30 to 50% off. New Chapter, Probulin Probiotics, Nature's Way, Natural Factors, Emerald Labs, Solgar, and now vitamins, minerals, and herbs. Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. All discounts are off manufacturer suggested prices.
WNPV AM 1440.
Okay. And remember, tomorrow's Sample Saturday at the store. And we're giving an extra 10% off of Natron, already discounted prices. That's over 40% off for today, tomorrow, and Sunday, just for people listening in today. And we also got some wild pink salmon, which is absolutely delicious in a can. Regularly $4.99. We have it on for $3.49. So that's a great price for a big can of salmon. And it is really good. I had that for lunch the other day. So, but we got the Natron Healthy Trinity, 10% off Natron today, tomorrow. It's an extra 10, folks. So that's over 40% off on the line there. Natasha, we're talking with Natasha Trebnev from Natron, the makers of the famous Healthy Trinity there. And they make a lot of other products for pets and kids. We really would require a couple of hours to go over everything because each one is just so fantastic there. Let's talk about the multi-strain controversy and your feelings about that.
Okay, well, I just want to say that this is not competitor bashing. If you recall, I am the author of two standards for probiotics accepted by the entire health food industry, which means manufacturers, retailers, brokers, and distributors mm-hmm. in 1989. And then in 1995, my standards were read into congressional record. So this is not, you know, in any way trying to bash anybody. This
sure.
is science.
Sure.
What it is when you put bacteria in a closed-ended system, like a capsule or a bottle, those bacteria are not completely dormant. They're what we call in an arrested state of growth. And because they have limited food supply and they are still active, they will try to dominate in that environment. And, you know, this is published research, not just my idea. They will knock each other out, and you have no idea what you're getting at any time you take those multi-strain products. And that has been my complaint that, you know, first of all, since this concept is so important, you have to be listing how much of each bacteria you have in the product that survives at any time during their shelf life and what's available for that person to get when they take the product. This is just, to me, unbelievable that somebody, you know, could put in 6-8 strains and they think that these products will survive in shelf life. Now, many of these products are not even handled properly during distribution. Mm-hmm. So the die-off is huge. And you're not going to get a very healthy bacteria, even if what's left, to do the work that's very important in your GI tract. Remember, the situation in your GI tract is much more compromised than it was even 10 years ago. So you cannot be just throwing any kind of mixed product in there nilly-willy and hope that you're going to get optimal results. And that just doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And many of the multi-strain products come in capsules or plastic bottles that allows the change in something we call water activity. And moisture is a critical thing here besides heat that causes the bacteria to grow rapidly, use up all the food, knock each other out, and possibly arrive dead when they reach your body. So it's really important for people to take the time to educate themselves and make sure they are getting a product that, you know, has studied every aspect of this particular field and will give them the results that they're looking for on a each and every time that they take the product.
Yeah, and what I love about your company is that this is what you guys do. You know, there's a million companies out there, and a probiotic is part of their company. And they're obviously getting it from somewhere. But the care you guys, and I've been to your plant, the care and the diligence you guys use to make manufacture your product, and you sell it all over the world. And folks, it comes to us in a big carton that's refrigerated, and the stuff is just as cold when it comes to our store. So you guys are experts in this field. You have a bunch of different products for different situations. And again, it would take us another hour to go through them all. But the Healthy Trinity is your best selling product. Can you just tell the folks what's that comprised of and how it should be taken and for how long and things like that?
Well, I tell people if you take either our Healthy Start system or our Natron's Healthy Trinity, if you're eating, drinking water, or breathing air, you should be taking a good probiotic. No, I'm serious. I mean, if you look at the environment and what's happened, it's been compromised severely and may take us, you know, maybe 50 to 100 years to get it back. So this is not, you know, it's a very serious situation.
Mm.
And the reason the Healthy Trinity, it took me actually a decade to develop this product. And this product has been tried to be copied by many pharmaceutical companies, including Merck, and they've never done it because the technology is so advanced. I take the three strains that I've isolated that I feel that are most important for human health, and then I micro-enrobe them in an oil that has had water removed from it naturally. And then this oil matrix is put in a two-piece hard gel capsule. Why? Because a soft gel has too much moisture and would kill the bacteria during shelf life.
Mm-hmm.
And so this process is very expensive because you put it in a two-piece hard gel capsule that has natural amber color on it to keep the light out and protect the bacteria. And then once it's put in this two-piece hard gel capsule, it's welded again with a natural substance so that it doesn't leak. And it actually has to sit there for like 72 hours in a special room to make sure that the outside moisture and the inside moisture are equilibrated so that the capsule does not, you know, lose potency during shelf life. This kind of care is necessary in order to make the bacteria, first of all, viable, not damaged by the processing of the bacteria, and to make sure that it survives a corrosive stomach acid. In fact, this Healthy Trinity has been studied in a European Institute, an independently published report, that our product will survive in low pH stomach, like 1.8 pH, for over an hour. No other probiotic capsule or any kind of carrier system has even been found to be close to this. So you know, when people promise you that they're going to give you 50 billion 100 billion of cells, just know that, you know, that's just a promise. What survives during shelf life and during the stomach acid that it has to pass is nominal from what they're listing in the box or the container that they're selling you the product.
Wow, and very interesting. And should one take this with food? There's always that little debate.
Well, you know, I tell people, look, if you're having real digestive issues, you can take the Healthy Trinity right before the food. The Healthy Start system, you can take like 10 minutes before a light meal. Nobody eats, you know, heavy, rich meals like they used to days before.
Mm-hmm.
But what I tell people, look, it's better to take our product any way you can than not to take it, because our product will survive better than any other probiotic on the market, I can assure you, with whatever directions they give you, because the product has been manufactured and delivered in such a fashion that it will survive. We're just giving you optimal directions on how to take the product so you get the maximum benefit.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there. And I, this question too, Natasha, and I loved having you on because I get these questions. The consumers come in all the time, so hopefully I'm answering some of their questions. How long can your product stay out of the refrigerator? If they buy it, do they have to rush home and put it in? That kind of a thing.
No, but see, look, our product is refrigerated and just handle it like a beloved pet. Don't leave it in the sun. Don't put it in the windshield in the sunshine.
Right.
Don't put it in the trunk, in a hot trunk. Just put it, you know, somewhere inside the car with you. You can wrap, you know, if you travel, you can wrap it in foil and put it on a carry-on to take with you. The problem is that really no probiotic will survive without refrigeration, let me assure you. Because all of those people who promise you shelf stability or that their product doesn't need this handling are talking about ideal temperatures, like 72 degrees to 77 degrees. And we all know that those temperatures don't exist in real life.
Yeah.
And I have also found that people, when they're not educated properly about how to handle these products, they come home and put the product in the windowsill. Or they'll put it, you know, somewhere next to the stove. Because, you know, I'm sorry to say, we've had three or four generations of what I call microwave people, and they don't understand how living things should be handled. You wouldn't put your pet or your plant next to the stove or in the windowsill and think that they're going to thrive or survive. So I just tell people, use a little bit of common sense. Our product actually is more stable than those shelf-stable products that people purport. But because we want to draw the attention and make sure that it's the most potent for you when you take it, that's why we're so strict about our handling directions.
Yeah, it's a good idea. And we only got a couple of minutes. I wanted to talk about some other products. And folks, I want you to know they also make it for cats and dogs, which we carry. They even make it for horses. So our pets need good probiotics also. I think that could solve a lot of their problems because they're not eating what they should be eating either,
The problem with pets, you know, that's a whole other show. I mean, I can tell you that
right.
I've talked to some vets that the explosion of cancer in pets and illnesses is just as great as it is with human beings. So they need proper care as well.
Yeah, and I love your life start. When someone comes in the store and they just had a baby or they're expecting, folks don't realize that they actually have a little different bacteria than older children and things. So it's important that first 4 or 5 years, your life start is just such a wonderful addition for a baby.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. We're the only company that is making a express life start microbe. It's called Bifidobacterium infantis. In fact, over centuries, this bacteria has been favored by breast milk. This is something that's been recently published by the University of California at Davis. This is incredible finding that mother's milk favors the growth of this bacterium, yet we should be all very concerned that in America and in westernized cultures, this bacteria has disappeared. So even if you're breastfeeding your child, this bacteria is no longer present. So it's not only important for the mother while she's pregnant to take this in addition to her healthy trinity, but it's also important to give to the child, you know, when it's first born and in the first formative years. And it's also good to give to people who have sensitivity with their GI tract, especially with overactive immune reactions. We've done wonderful research with a head of the World Gastroenterology Association with celiac disease patients and this LifeStart, especially LifeStart 2.
Yeah.
So this is a bacteria that's not found in any other product, I can assure you, because it's extremely difficult to manufacture, but it is probably the most important thing to infant, young people's health, and people who have a sensitive GI tract.
We got to go, Natasha. Thank you so much. And folks, remember, we're an extra 10% off our already discounted prices on the Healthy Trinity and the whole Natron line today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Natasha, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you so much, friend. Have a wonderful day.
You too, dear. All right, guys, we'll see you next week with Olbus with Susan Smith-Jones. She's a pistol. See you next week.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or sponsors of WNPV Lansdale.
Probiotics are the friendly, beneficial bacteria that normally reside in our GI tract. They help us digest our food, eliminate our waste, and protect us from dangerous germs. Natron probiotic supplements recolonize the intestinal tract with clinically proven super strains of bacteria, which may have been compromised by antibiotic regimens or medications. Natron has been producing superior quality probiotic supplements in their own international GMP facility since 1982 and offers a 100% 100% potency guarantee at time of consumption and through the printed expiration date. Natron's Healthy Trinity delivers 30 billion super strain bacteria by utilizing a superior full culture processing technique and their unique oil matrix delivery system, which keeps normally competitive bacteria separated from each other. Natron's superior quality probiotic supplements are available at Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. No tricks, only treats this October at Holly Hill Health Foods. Like savings of 40 to 50% off the entire line of Country Life products. Experience better hair, nails, and skin with Maxi Hair Plus, the number one formula of its type in the country. This month, Maxi Hair Plus is half price. 120 caps, only $14.49. Country Life Stress Shield Formula is also specially priced. 40% off, $14.39 for a bottle of 60 veggie caps. Help your mental clarity with Prevagen, the brain cell protector. As seen on TV, Prevagen is clinically proven to improve short-term memory and learning ability. This month at Holly Hill, save 40% on Prevagen, 30 caps, only $35.95. Holly Hill's Oktoberfest continues with discounts of 30 to 50% off. New Chapter, Probulin Probiotics, Nature's Way, Natural Factors, Emerald Labs, Solgar, and now vitamins, minerals, and herbs. Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. All discounts are off manufacturer suggested prices.